I like it.
Nice change.
It is. Bye week. Bye week for everybody.
What is this type of week like for you for the bye week, especially at 7-2 and what you guys have done? What do you do on a bye week?
I think you try to think of ways to get better, improve as a team. Probably a lot of critical evaluation of yourself as an individual. I know the coaches do it of our team. So it's a good opportunity to try to get ahead on Carolina and see if we can make the most of our season. Our seven really important games ahead of us. So this is a very critical time of the year.
Hey, Tom. I know you were probably aware of what's going on in Miami. I'm not going to ask you to comment on what's happening with another team. But as a captain of this team, as a leader, I know there's kidding around that goes out in the locker room. But how much responsibility do you have as one of the leaders to create an atmosphere where it's respectful of people, you know, and not goes over the line?
I mean, we never dealt with, you know, we have our own locker room, and, you know, every locker room is different, I'm sure, but I don't know really, you know, anything happened down there. Or,
no, but this is about your locker room, I'm not asking.
Yeah, we got a great locker room. We got a lot of great guys, and, you know, everyone is just trying to do the best they can for the team. We take Coach Belichick's cue, and we try to go from there. But everyone has a role to play, and everybody's role is important. You can't do someone else's job, and you show up every day trying to figure out what you can do to help the team win. That's the most important thing for anybody in our locker room.
Tom, after the game Sunday, you were happy with the way the offense played. It looked to us like that was your best game of the year. Looking at the tape, did it in fact prove to be your best game of the year?
It's all of ours. I mean, it's an offense, so it's really not one.
The offense's best game.
Yes, it was, no question. I mean, 55 points was great, and four touchdowns in the fourth quarter was pretty impressive. So it's all a matter of us being on the same page and working hard to make the improvements, and certainly a lot of things that we can do to improve over the course of the next month and a half. A lot of things that we've learned from our experience, trial and error, and some is good and some is bad. But for the most part, we need to take the lessons we've learned and try to apply them so that we can be, you know, the best offense we can be going forward.
Tom, you have a tendency, whether it's in locker room breakdowns or here, to talk about get your rest. Why is that a mantra of yours? When did you realize that it's important to lay your head down and get 8 hours of rest?
Well, that's when those are important things to recover. It's a physical sport, and injuries happen all the time, and sometimes you overdo things, and you know, the only time to recover is when you give yourself some time to take a break, and whether that's a Tuesday afternoon or whether that's a good night's sleep, I mean, those are all important this time of year because the games come to you so quickly. It's really a marathon for us, and, you know, it starts in, you know, late July, and it's just a mental and physical, it's a marathon. So the thing about football is if you get hurt, I mean, it doesn't matter. You're playing next week. You got a game next Sunday. So over the course of the week, you got to figure out ways to do the best so you can be at your best the following week. Because it's not like, you know, a lot of people that if you get injured, you just get injured and you deal with it and you work through it. And our job, yeah, you try to work through it, but, you know, you can't postpone the game. You have to do everything you can to be ready to go. And that's a big commitment that a lot of guys make. And the best players that I've been around do that the best. And they take the same energy and enthusiasm to the rest and rehabilitation part that they do to the preparation part. So, you know, guys that I played with, like Wes, for example, who was, you know, that was a real strength. That's why he was able to play. And guys that I played, Rodney Harrison and Junior Seau, and I learned from those guys. So you watch the way that they prepare, you watch the way that they treat themselves, and then, you know, you try to be the best you can be for the team.
When did you get good at listening to your body? Because you probably didn't come into the NFL knowing as much as you do now about rest and the different things to do to get yourself physically prepared.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's sometimes you need rest, there's sometimes you need to move, there's sometimes you need to get your body moving.
When did you figure these things out, I guess? I don't want to make a whole.
Yeah, no, it's been an ongoing process. So it's the longer you're at it, the more you learn, and the more you learn what works for you. So I think that's the important thing is people all probably demand different things, and whatever is most comfortable so that they can be prepared to play, that's probably the best thing to do.
Tom, obviously there was a lot of turnover and injuries at the beginning of the season, but last week, obviously you said it was the best offense to play. Is that what you expect out of this offense now that, you know, Gronk is back healthy and Nanny's out there? Is that what you expect out of this team every week offensively?
It's a week-to-week league, so it all depends on what we put into the week and how we execute on the game. So whatever, you know, you can score 3 points 1 week and you score 50 points the next week. Who knows? It depends on the matchup, depends on execution, depends on did you have a certain play called and you got a certain look that you're hoping for, and did you make the throw and did you make the catch and did you make the block, did you make the run? Those are all important things, and all those things are critical to the success of the team. So, you know, I think for the most part our execution was better, but it needs to be better. That's what, it should be better. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get better every week, and I think the more we're at practice, the more we can communicate, the more we can figure out the things that we're good at, you know, the better that we'll do things.
Tom, Aaron Dobson was saying last week he thought he was at the point now with you where you can go to the line, see something, and he can kind of make a communication with you that you were going to change something. Is that what happened on the long touchdown pass? You saw an opportunity and you both recognized it?
Well, it was great coverage recognition, and those are things that the more you do as quarterback, receiver, quarterback, tight end, I mean, that they know kind of when I'm looking and when they'll be a great opportunity for them to get the ball. So that's what receivers do. They try to do everything they can to get the ball, and they want to know where they need to be so they can get the ball. So the longer we play together, the better we're going to be at those things. And opportunities like today to go out there and practice like we did, and we have some extra days of preparation this week and next week that we'll be able to, you know, hopefully be better next week. So that's the goal. It's just constant improvement, and you don't ever stop in this game. It's, you know, it evolves, it changes, but you got to continue to figure out ways to improve yourself, improve your team, and then hopefully that leads to wins and losses, to more wins and losses.
Besides the rest factor, Tom, which is pretty obvious to most, any words of wisdom you impart among the rookies who are going through this bye situation pretty much for the first time, at least in the NFL?
Yeah. Coach handles all that. And I think the important part for all of us is to realize our most important football is ahead of us, and we can get a good jump on Carolina, and we can work hard this weekend to improve ourselves as best we can, whatever that needs to be. So there's no letdown. This is time to ramp it up. It's when the most important football starts to be played right about now.
But do you yourself personally just take a couple of days to get away from everything, or is it always on your mind?
It's always on my mind. I mean, it's just the way it is, and I've been doing it for a while, so I'm trying to work hard on getting better and getting ahead and seeing if we can be more prepared than we've been for a game this year. So we got a little extra time to do it, and you know, we got to be at our best. We're going to Carolina. They got a really good team. They won 4 straight. Got one of the best defensive fronts in football. I think they're first in the league against scoring, you know, scoring defense. So it's a big challenge. We're playing Monday night. I think we got to use every bit of time that we have to improve, try to get better, and you know, hopefully go out there and play our best a week from Monday.
Is there one or two things that you look forward to maybe doing over the next 5-6 days before you get back here?
It goes so fast. I mean, it's before you know it, we're going to be back getting ready for a game. So, you know, we got a couple of days where we don't have to come in here, but I mean, I'm still doing plenty of football stuff. It's that time of year. I think our break comes, you know, in February after the season's over, and I think now it's just you're going to blink your eyes and you're like, man, okay, you know, what's the, you know, what plays are we running, how are we running them? It's just, so you get a few extra days to let your body try to heal some of the bumps and bruises, and that's a good thing, but at the same time, you got to make sure you're exercising so your body doesn't fall asleep on you either. You got to go out and work just as hard this time as we did last week. It's just working at something differently. So thank you guys.
Thanks, Tom.